What's up, everyone? It's Noah Daniels here with the Real Hauntings podcast.
And hey, guys, it is JJ. And just a little disclaimer here. I am recording from my porch, so you might hear some birds chirping. You might hear my neighbor's dogs barking. I live with roommates, so we're all kind of trying to make room for each other. And so tonight's my porch night. Super excited to have you all listening in, hopefully safely from home or your car.
Yeah, and on this episode, we have Intuitive April. You may remember April from, probably about 2 months ago, I think we did an episode where April came on and was kind enough to let us interview her and did a little reading as well. April is a celebrity psychic medium from New Jersey. You can find her at intuitiveapril.com. You can also see her on the Holzer Files, which is pretty cool. We checked that out. I think that actually aired maybe the week after you came on last time. Is that right, April?
Yeah, I think it was in November, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Gosh, I guess that was, yeah, it was November.
I know, it was just 2 months ago. No, I don't think so.
No, yeah, time is so weird now. I have a hard time.
Yeah.
Concept. Every morning you wake up, like, what day is it?
Oh, I just find myself thinking about, like, oh, remember that thing we did before the lockdown, quarantine, social like isolation, I don't know.
Lockdown/quarantine.
Yeah. And it was like, you know, something that was just a couple months ago. I'm like, was that even real? Like, did that even, was there life like this before? Or I don't even know anymore. Yeah,
it is really strange. Like, I've got a newborn and, he's a couple months old now, but it really makes time go by even faster because I have something like that I have to take care of every day, you know, and I really lose track. I'm like, wait, is today Wednesday? Stay Thursday? When did this happen? And so I've been watching a lot of like TV and movies while I keep him. And it is strange. I don't know if you guys have had this when you watch media now, like when you see people hanging out or like touching their face or like hugging, it makes me cringe a little bit. I'm like, wait, do they not know they're going to catch the plague? What are they doing?
Yeah, it definitely does help to have like something to like nurture and take care of through this. Like, I don't know what I would do if I wasn't having to nurture my sourdough starter to health every day and take care of that little baby. I'm sure it's exactly what you're going through.
Same thing. Noah, April, what about you? What have you been doing to stay busy during the quarantine?
Oh my God, I'm busy. I'm doing readings like every day, nonstop.
Are you doing a lot of psychic readings over Zoom, April?
Yes, I am. I love it. Especially if I do mediumship because I like to look at the people because I could see people around them. Like, I know one of you has an older woman, and I think it's going to be for you, JJ, complaining about your hair. Like,
yes, that is definitely my mom.
And the beard to shave that.
You know, what can I do? Barbershops are closed, at least for now. So just trying to get by.
Complain about your clothes too. Wait, your mom's here or?
No, I was just Zooming with her though.
This is somebody that's passed. So this might be grandma.
Oh, yeah. She's very much alive.
Yeah, I was going to say, no, this is somebody that's passed.
Also, I'm sure some past relative is looking down and embarrassed about my hair.
But this is an older woman, so I just feel like they would have something with clothing with you. I don't know if they sewed your clothing or make reference to holes in your clothing.
Not anyone I can think of that has passed. Both of my grandmothers are still alive. And, you know, other than that, I don't know. Maybe my great grandmother, I guess, made my Christmas stocking.
It's not that.
But that doesn't have a hole in it. So it's still intact.
No, it's not that. This is your clothes. Something with your clothes. Saying reference to your clothes. I don't know if it's tie-dye stuff. They don't like it or something.
You know, and I might fit the type, but I do own some tie-dye. I do have a lot of clothes with holes in them. So
I have a ton of tie-dye. I love tie-dye.
Yeah. If there's a ghost relative of mine looking down on me, they probably have a lot to complain about with my clothes and hair. So
So April, you had mentioned prior to us going on the podcast that you've been taking some classes, in your spare time. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Well, I like to keep up on my A game, you know, learn new techniques and talk to other mediums. So right now, like, I'm doing one with Cindy Kazar from the Holzer Files, which is so awesome. Funny how we keep running into each other. And when I filmed the Holzer Files, I did not meet her because she didn't film the night I did. So it was pretty crazy. I met her probably 3 weeks afterwards, after the show, after I filmed.
And what has that experience been like for you after being on TV and being on the Holzer Files?
It's still the same, you know. Life is the same, but, you know, a lot more calls, a lot more people, a lot more crazy people.
Craziness spectrum's just shifting in general right now.
It's that they're like, they'll follow me on Instagram and they feel like they can call me on Instagram, on video Instagram.
Oh, weird. I didn't even realize that was a feature on.
I didn't either.
Yes, I didn't realize it either until some woman like kept calling me 10 times in a row.
Oh my gosh.
I'm like,
can you block people on that?
And you can mute them from doing that.
Wow.
Which I learned. Yeah.
That's, well, to our fans that are listening to this episode, we love y'all interacting with us on social media, but please don't call us. That's, you know, we have private lives. Yeah. So.
Don't call us. We'll call you.
Yeah, exactly.
I know. Now I have a stalker, too.
Oh, my gosh.
Get out of here.
Writing me love letters.
Oh, no. Oh, yeah. That's something I haven't thought about. During this whole thing is like opening up mail from other people. Like, is that something that we're like supposed to be disinfecting our mail?
Yeah, you know, I know, right? I didn't actually get mail. I'm getting email. So.
Oh, okay, good.
Yeah, email should be safe. I don't think it can catch COVID.
But no, socially distant. I think about that with the mail. Like, should we Lysol it first?
Yeah, I don't know.
We have been. I mean, we'll either do that or we'll let stuff kind of sit for a couple of days, you know, like especially with Amazon deliveries and stuff, unless it's something urgent to bring in. But
oh, no, not us, girl. We can't wait. No, we don't care. We'll sacrifice.
Well, April, since the last time we saw you, what are some like interesting medium psychic moments you've had since November?
Oh, just recently. You know, I do live readings on Instagram like once a week. I do it on Tuesday nights. And I was reading somebody, but as I was reading, I kept hearing somebody say, Alice. So as I'm scrolling, because I'm trying to read everyone's, you know, replies, and I see a woman named Alice. And right away, so I click on her. I type back to her. I said, I see dolls. I said, what is with the dolls? I'm seeing lots of dolls. Her grandmother, her mother passed, and left her, you know, they left everything. She had 500 dolls. 500 dolls.
JJ, you have 500 dolls, right? You keep that in your attic.
Yes, but they're all from the Star Wars franchise.
Oh, God. Yeah. Now I don't know if you're joking or not.
I'm partially joking, yes. It's not quite 500, and it's not in my current house, but yeah.
No, well, these are like antique dolls, you know, dolls sit in dresses, and she used to make the dresses. That's what she was showing me. She would even make the shoes. Crazy. I thought that was weird. And then recently I just did a reading where the couple was murdered. And it was pretty gruesome.
You did a reading on somebody else and a couple that have been murdered contacted you or somebody?
No. The person they did the reading for used to work for them.
And they were trying to communicate to her?
Yeah. I wasn't seeing like how it was happening. Then all of a sudden, like I see somebody hiding out, like waiting for them. And then I knew it was a relative. And I just saw like the act, and I said, oh my God, these people were stabbed to death, like brutally.
Wow.
Yeah.
So. And when you say you saw the act, is that like a mental image that you're seeing in your head that you communicate to
them? Sometimes it'll be like a short movie, and then it's just like still images, or they'll just show me like, I was just seeing knives, so I knew they were stabbed. Like, I wasn't seeing like the scene happen, because then I'm out. I'm done. I don't want to see that.
I just know
like you know, I know things, I just feel it, or I'll just see glimpses, or they'll show me like little pictures. You know, sometimes somebody showed me like a crayon drawing to show me, like a map. It was weird. It was somebody's father that came through, and the last time he had seen his daughter, she was a little girl.
So
it was weird. He was showing me, like, he drew himself as a cartoon cop. Like, this is how, it's weird how images come in.
So April, I know most of the stories you've shared with us from last podcast and this one, they're usually like pretty positive stories where you've been able to connect people or help people. Are there any stories where you've been talking to somebody and it's made you almost uncomfortable because what you've seen or heard from the other side?
No, actually it hasn't. That would be usually when people cross over, there's nothing negative. They'll show you how they pass, like if it was a suicide. Usually in suicide, they won't show me. They won't tell me, because I don't know if they're ashamed or they don't want to discuss it. But usually it's positive. When they cross over, it's nothing but positive messages, you know, that they just want to relay to them, or, you know, where the money is. No.
Where the ex is in the backyard with the buried treasure.
Oh, wait. Now that I think of it, I got to tell you, I just did this reading 2 weeks ago. This is beautiful. I read for this young mother of two young girls, and her boyfriend came through, and he's the father of these two girls. So during the reading, all of a sudden, he shows me a box, and he opens it up. It's an engagement ring. So I said, oh, my God. I said, he's showing me an engagement ring. I said, and then all of a sudden, he got down on his knees. And I said, oh, my God, he's proposing to you. And she's crying. She's bawling. And she gets her composure. And she goes, she found out after his passing, 2 weeks before, he bought her an engagement ring and was planning on proposing to her.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
That's really sweet.
And he did in the afterlife.
Oh.
So.
Yeah. That's a.
It's sad, but it's beautiful at the same time.
How relatable is the movie The Sixth Sense to you? Have you seen that movie?
Yes.
Because, I mean, the whole thing, you know, I guess spoiler alert if you haven't seen it, but like, you know, that the kids helping the ghosts kind of finish unfinished business or like resolving things. Do you feel like that's mostly what, you know, I guess spirits are looking for?
Yeah, they get messages across, you know, just to clear up their lives and to move on. Is it really, especially for children, because when I was younger, I was able to see them clearly, you know, you see an apparition. But as you get older, you start losing that, and it's more that I could see it mentally in my head. Because when I was a kid, I was traumatized. Like, you know, I would get visits, but not from good spirits. They were mean. So they would scare the hell out of me. They would. There was this gray man that would always come to my room, like up to the door. And he would never, for some reason, he couldn't cross the threshold, but he would stand there. Him, I wasn't seeing physically, but I see in my head. I knew it was a man in gray suit, really tall, thin. So then there was a bunch of things. Like sometimes they would mimic my mom's voice and call me while I was sleeping. So I'd wake up thinking my mom's, I know it's creepy.
I got chills.
Yeah.
And I would wake up in the middle of the night, like at the top of the stairs in the pitch black, you know, looking for my mom, and then find her and she's sleeping in bed. So it's pretty creepy. So with that, I was getting a full apparition of this man that kept trying to appear. And I felt like he was trying to help me. He was in a young man in a bomber jacket, like from the war, but I couldn't see his legs. Then it it cut off at his knees. And I remember telling my mom, and I found that my stepdad's brother, Rudolph, was killed in the war. He wore the bomber jacket, and they showed me a picture, and I'm like, "That's the man I saw." So he was trying to help me. So,
wow. And at what age did you reconcile with yourself? Like, this is a part of my life. This is what I'm going to have to kind of deal with as I move forward.
I guess in my 20s, you know, it wasn't really a big deal because you can turn it off, like, and go on with your life. It's either you shut it down. and just go on with a normal life. You can do that. I don't know how other people, because I hear other people saying they can't shut it off. I'm like, you can't survive if you're on all the time. There's no way.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I mean, if you didn't shut it off, would you just, like, see things everywhere you go? I mean, is there like any kind of calm, peaceful space
like that? I don't think you could physically keep it on. I don't heard people that, and I'm like, I think they're wrong. You know, I mean, maybe it's me, I'm different, but I know, like, when I prepare for a reading, like, as soon as I'm sitting in front of that person, I'm on. When I'm done with them, as soon as I say my goodbyes, I'm done. You know, mom and wife.
Yeah. And speaking of being a mom and wife, as you were kind of growing up, when you would have boyfriends or whatnot, did you always share with them, hey, I've got this gift, is this something we're going to have to deal with? Or did you kind of keep it to yourself?
I think not all the time, because anyone looked like a freak, you know? So there was one, and he turned out to be a bad boyfriend. Mm. And a spirit kept trying to come between us all the time. And would tell me things about him, you know, like, and he wasn't a good guy. So like, thank God. So that was the only time. I really never had a problem with them interfering too. So, but this guy, yeah, it was weird. Every time like we were next to each other, I'd always feel something between us trying to like block me from them.
Yeah.
And it told me that he cheated on me. So he did.
Oh, wow.
I know, it's pretty crazy. That was 100 years ago. But I remember that. And I remember confronting him. And I said, the girl lives in the yellow house, doesn't she? So you pick up. He said, how do you know that?
Cue the X-Files music.
Yeah.
That's really interesting. So, you know, obviously we've had a lot of guests on our podcast and we've heard a lot of different stories. We had one not too long ago with a lady in Texas who worked at a funeral home I don't know. We had an episode recently where somebody saw like shadows, a lot of shadows with like, and she would see like specifically one of them would have like bright color eyes, and she could tell that some of them were children. And is that something common that you hear sometimes in talking to people? Have you
heard? Oh yeah, absolutely. Shadows? I do. Like, I also do investigations. And I also, you know, do private homes if they're having, you know, any type of hauntings. And the last one I did was in Long Island. And when I walked into the house, I could see, well, I wasn't seeing it right there, but I was getting in my head that they were seeing shadows, little shadows running past behind the couch. Mm. And I asked them, I said, are you seeing something run behind the couch? And they're like, oh my God, yeah, we see these little shadows. I don't like the shadow people, a little creepy.
Yeah. Like, what is that about? Why? I mean, you have to have all the answers, but like, what do you think there's a difference between, you know, a fully formed apparition or a shadow person or all these different things?
Absolutely. Because, you know, I'm also a ghost hunter, so I do investigations. And I've come to realize from doing this that the shadows are actually probably 90% of the time, is a manifestation from one of the people. Like, it's like a poltergeist. And that energy usually is produced from someone's energy.
From a living person or from someone who's from a living person?
Yeah, from a living person. You know, dealing with some type of anxiety, trauma, and that energy manifested into these. It's not a real human person, but it's like an energy field, and it manifested into like these shadows. It's like they're, I guess their bad side or bad thoughts or traumas coming out.
Like, so that. When you... I guess when you've like encountered these kind of shadow people, how are you able to kind of trace like where that energy originates from?
You know, that it's hard to say. It's, I just know, I feel it, you know, that's part of being psychic too. You just, one of the clairs, that's my strongest one, where I just know it's kind of downloaded into my head and I know it. So I knew this was coming from the woman, and I knew, and I said to her, it was a little private, so I explained to her what I was seeing, what happened to her. But wait, let me tell you something. So now these manifestations, when you drop that type of energy, is going to bring on any dormant spirits that might be around too. So it's pretty crazy. You could start bringing up other spirits. Like when we were there, I brought my team there and we were doing EVPs and we're actually catching a lot of EVPs and we caught a little boy saying, please help me.
Now, some of our viewers might be familiar with the term EVP, but could you explain what that is?
Electronic voice phenomenon. That's when we can, it's a device that we use, a recorder that is, you know, people actually were using to record like, you know, letters or whatever. And they found out that they can actually capture, you know, spirits on there, like on the Sixth Sense. When you turn the volume, pretty cool.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, that is in the Sixth Sense.
It sure is, yeah.
You know, I gotta, one day you have to have my, two of the team members I work with, Lourdes and Ron, that they're EVP specialists and they have caught some crazy stuff.
Yeah, that awesome. Would be really great.
Yeah.
Hey, Rose, one thing, like I'm a somewhat of, I consider myself to be pretty grounded and not like really superstitious, but I do notice where, I do notice where like with omens, I'm curious to get your take on this. Like when I see a cardinal, I usually consider it to be good luck. And then like there's a certain number that I tend to see everywhere. And just for example, one day I was going for a run and I saw a dead cardinal on the sidewalk right in front of me. And then later that day, I got some bad news. Yeah. But then it was weird because when I saw it, I immediately told myself, like, I've got bad news coming. And sure enough, I found out about a health thing that I had to take care of later that day. You know, and that could all be coincidence and nonsensical. But in your line of work, what are your thoughts and feelings on omens?
You know what? I do believe in them. Like, I hate crows because I think when crows are near you and crowing at you, that's also a sign of someone's going to pass. Bad news. Mm. But it's how much power you give into it. The numbers are usually personal for you. There's a reason, but it's for you to know. Mm. So, you know, whether it's somebody's birthday, they do have some meanings like, you know, triple twos or like, you know, angel numbers, the fours. Mm. You know, 911. I'll tell you, I'll see that I kept seeing 911 right before this happened.
Oh, so wow.
Like, but I was scared. I thought it was personal.
Right before our interview happened?
No.
Oh,
God. I was like,
get ready.
Someone's going to die. No.
With the pandemic, that's not a number you want to see. No. It's like, wait, what?
Yeah, it was like right before the pandemic happened.
Oh, wow.
But I was getting nervous. I'm like, please don't be for me. Please don't be for me.
Yeah.
But I did say, I don't do like world events or, you know, predict like anything like that. But I kept saying to people that I was doing readings for, I said, January is going to be really bad. I said, for everyone. I said, I don't know. It's going to hit, for some reason, it will hit everyone.
And literally everyone.
Yeah.
I mean, a global pandemic.
Yeah, everyone.
Yeah.
So, and it did. But I said, even astrologically, you know, it was showing that something bad was going to happen. And Pluto is the planet that rules viruses, and it just went retrograde. So that's going to slow it down. That's why you're seeing a slowdown right now. But it's coming back again in the fall.
Okay, so I don't know anything about astrology, and we had the Zodiac Bitches on for an episode, and I did learn a lot then. But what does retrograde mean? Can you explain that to me?
They say it's like the planet going backwards. It's just actually slowing down.
Okay.
It's slowing down. So it's like, you know, when you're taking it easy, things are slow and going slow pace. You know, you need a little break. It's just going slower than it usually does. And then it picks up speed at the end of the retrograde and goes back into normal.
I mean, like the actual orbit is going slower? Or?
Yeah. I love astrology, but I'm not.
Yeah.
So.
Right. Yeah. I'm not sure how that works with the physics of it.
That's what it is. It's not actually going backwards because I think people think
it
stops and goes backwards.
It's just like how our perspective of it has changed because of where we are in relation to where.
Yeah. So that just happened with Pluto, which, like I'm saying, Pluto rules viruses. It's in retrograde. So that's why you're going to see the slowdown of the virus start going away. But it picks up speed back in the fall. So you're going to see this pop up again. And in January, there was a Pluto-Saturn conjunction, which is really bad. It's like, you know, boom, something bad's going to happen. And guess what? Something bad happened. It was going to cause havoc. You know, that's what a conjunction does. That is supposed to end in December. So this should be gone by December.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Well, people better get their shit together if we're going to get rid of this.
Yeah. Right.
Wash your goddamn hands.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah. I've heard predictions, you know, science predictions of it resurfacing next winter. Yeah.
Astrology, it coincides together. It's exactly almost the same thing they're saying that the astrologers are saying.
Yeah. We'll see. I wonder, you know, because it is such a, you know, really tragic time right now, and there is a lot of, you know, death going on. Does anything feel different to you in terms of like kind of the energies or the vibes?
Well, yeah, you know, it's just if you're picking up the energy of the people, absolutely. You know, if I'm talking to somebody passed from it, you're going to pick up that energy. But like, then again, like I'm telling you, I just go about my business and block that out. You know, as soon as, if I'm doing a reading, I turn on, as soon as I'm done, I'm done. I'm just normal mom and wife, and that's it. Unless somebody really bad comes near me. But at nighttime when I'm trying to go to sleep, they do try to, you know, come and, yeah, I don't like that. I did put a stop to it, but sometimes they, you know, they sneak in.
And what, can you give us some examples when that's happened? What happens?
Oh gosh, I don't know if I told you in the last show. I own a two-family house, so I had a tenant, and she was an older woman, and I used to, you know, take care of her all the time. But one night I was woken up in the middle of the night, I think like 1:30 in the morning, with a woman screaming in my ear, an older woman. And I'm like, I jump up. I'm like, oh my God, I can't understand what you're saying. That's all I kept saying. I can't slow down. I can't hear you. So I turn on the lights. I'm spooked. I'm scared because this is like literally it sounds like somebody standing right next to me screaming in my ear. And so I got to turn on the lights on. I go back to bed and she does it again. This is what she sounds like. So I said, oh my God. So now I can't go to sleep. I'm waiting for my husband to wake up. I'm like, somebody's trying to tell me something. And I don't know what they're saying. And, you know, at the time I'm not putting two and two together. Now, before 2 days later, I said, oh, wait, let me go check on Josephine, of course. I go up to her apartment and I can't find her. She never leaves the house. So I'm like, oh my God, where'd she go? She got out. So I'm walking around. I'm looking in. She has two bedrooms. I look into one bedroom. She's not there. She's not in her bedroom. I go back to her bedroom and I see an arm under the bed. I'm like, oh my God. Oh my God, she's dead. You know, it's like, well, please. Yeah, and she had passed away. She, I talked to the family. She had passed away that night between 1 and 3. That's what the coroner said. So, but the creepy thing was, I didn't reckon it sounded familiar to me, but at the time, I'm not thinking that Josephine's dead. She had a throat operation. So she took this. But she would get excited. She would get mad at me sometimes. I'm like, Josephine, slow down. I can't understand you. That was her. And I'm like, as soon as I found her, I'm like, oh my God, that was Josephine that woke me up to tell me that she passed away. Now people keep saying, why was she under the bed? I know
why was she under the bed?
That's the creepy. That's why I couldn't find her. Me personally, I never talked to her about it. I'll feel her around here sometimes, but she used to say she wanted to go because she was getting older. She wanted to die. And I'm like, Josephine, don't say that. And I'm thinking in my head, I'm going to find you and it's going to traumatize me. And I think she kind of was trying to like
hide herself.
Yeah. So I wouldn't see her.
Yeah.
But the coroner said she had a heart attack, but right before that, because her arteries are so clogged, it cut off the oxygen. So it makes you hallucinate, like see things.
So
she might have thought she was seeing things and
went under the bed, maybe.
Yeah.
So that's scary.
Pretty creepy. You know? And then others will just like walk in, like I'll feel like my I can sense somebody walking near me or near me. And I'm like, again, in bed, and I feel my bed go down. And I sit up and I look to the right, because I know they're on my right side. And I hear a woman go, "Hey." And I'm like, "Hey, get out of my house." I'm like, "You can't come here unannounced." I never found out who it was, but I didn't want to know.
So what do you tell them if, like, you know, you have to, like, make an appointment or what?
You know, it's funny. I don't have a problem, like, during the day with that, you know, because I, you know, because I do my readings, they show up when they need to. But for some reason, at nighttime, like, you know, after one, it's like a free-for-all around here.
Yeah.
And wait, I guess this is creepy, but not to me. I live next door to a cemetery.
Oh, yeah. Do you feel like there are more energies and spirits lurking around in the cemetery?
Yeah.
Not really?
No, I thought they're not there. They're somewhere happy. Like, they want to be around, like, their loved ones or in part of heaven, you know, but they're not going back to the cemetery.
Well, and I think we had another, maybe it was Devin from our episode, or maybe this was just him talking to you and I, but I think I remember someone saying, like, of course they're not going to be at cemeteries. That's not where they died. Yeah. Like, that's just where they're buried.
So. Yeah, exactly.
That's interesting.
They don't stay with their physical body.
Yeah.
Although, you know, like, I'm telling you, you could do an EVP session anywhere and you're going to most likely catch a spirit because they're everywhere, you know, and you can manifest. And it's just like when I do a reading, they're not really waiting for me. Like, I'm calling them in. I'm bringing them in. And they're going to stop by for a little while and then go about their business. But, you know, you can, some people attract them. I will attract spirit because they know I can read. So, you know, I always say, like, psychic mediums always have, like, this, we have a very bright aura. So they know who we are.
Can you see people's auras?
Yes. It's not my special. I don't really look at that. Actually, I feel it. I see everyone's energy force around them.
Can you see what color my aura is? I've never had someone tell me that before, so I don't know. But
okay, so let me see. So I don't even have to look at you because I feel it. You know, it's funny. I'm seeing a lot of green and yellow around you. Like, green is usually like a healer type person, the listener, the one that always listens to everyone. You're the one that everyone talks and tells their problems to. But in the same token, I don't think you, because I'm seeing blue around you too, and I feel like you're not expressing, you don't completely express everything that you're feeling. I think you keep some stuff to yourself. The yellow, I just feel like it's almost, there's almost like a shyness to you, but there's not, where you, not trusting enough of people yet. You know, keep them at arm's length. You know what I'm saying?
Like, you're a skeptic or something.
Like, I'm a skeptic of the living and spirits alike. I would say that's actually, you know, that sounds pretty accurate to yeah. who I am. I would, you know, I think I'm a good listener that not necessarily everyone comes and, you know, tells their problems to, but certainly like my close circle.
You know, there's always that one person that everyone goes so you can talk to. That's mm-hmm. you.
Yeah, JJ is easy to talk to. JJ to me is kind of like an introverted extrovert, if that makes sense.
I am very introverted, which honestly, like, you know, this pandemic is tragic and sad, but I've kind of like it. Deep down, I've been enjoying it to like some extent of just not having an excuse to like cancel plans or something.
As an extrovert, I hate it. It's so hard.
Sorry, what was that?
I said my daughter's an introvert too, and she's loving this. She's loving high school on Zoom.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
I would have loved virtual high school as a teenager. Would have been great.
Yeah.
But how do we get validated if we can't perform on stage? I hate that. So, bro, this is kind of a pie in the sky question, but I am curious, since you are essentially a professional medium psychic, what is your interpretation of heaven and hell? Is that something you believe in, or when people ask you about that?
I'm Catholic, so, okay. But you know, I love all religions, so I respect everyone, just as long as it doesn't hurt anyone, I don't care. no sacrifices.
But do you believe there's like a physical plane that people ascend to when they die, or how do you feel about that?
You know how I feel about this? Not the hell that people think it is, and certainly not Earth, well, a little bit, but there's different levels. It's just like, as soon as you pass, you're going to a life review, and you're going to see all the good and the bad things. Nobody wants to see, like, it's like, don't you hate looking at yourself, like, after you film? Right?
Yeah. I don't even like listening to this.
JJ,
podcast.
I can't even get JJ to listen.
I can't even like listen to myself. But look,
yeah.
You're forced to watch this. You got to see how you affected people. And you got to realize, and you move up. It's just like you moving up in a job or moving up in life. You know, it's the same thing with them. But there's no fire or anything. Even, well, you know, even for the truly, truly bad ones, you know, they're going to be in a darker place, you know, because heaven is high vibration and it's very happy. You know, being at low vibration, lower level, doesn't feel good. It feels icky, you know, when you're not feeling good, you know, when you're scared. So that's the feeling of it. They're kind of being punished, but they're dealing with their own energy that they brought out. So they have to feel it, be humbled and learn from it. And then you can move up.
So as a Catholic, do you think the spirits that are communicating with you are in purgatory?
No, not all. Everyone ascends, goes on. There's a few that I've dealt with. They're hard actually to communicate with. The
ones that are in purgatory?
Yeah, it's like a lower energy. And purgatory to me is the same thing, lower. And like a lower level.
Uh-huh.
It's like you're in the basement where the ghosts always are, you know. But yeah, that's it. The ones it's hard to when I do readings, because I'm vibrating at a higher level. So the lower energies aren't at that level. So I have to bring my energy down. And that doesn't feel good. So I'm not doing that. That's when I do, you know, my ghost investigations or, you know, ghost hunting. That's when I feel it. And that's why I'll be scared when I'm out. Excuse me. So I'll have to really, really protect myself. Because even I get scared.
So last time we talked, April, I told you that throughout my life, I've had instances where I'll get a feeling or a premonition about something, but I used to kind of just push that down. But I did have instances where I guess it was kind of like maybe I'd had a dream where something happened and then I'd see it kind of play out in real life, or I'd be in the moment and get that deja vu to the point where I would know.
Yeah.
It was almost like experience it in third person. Like say if it had happened with this conversation, I would know what I was going to say, what you were going to say, what JJ was going to say.
So you have abilities.
I guess it doesn't happen very often. It's maybe only happened like that specific thing has maybe only happened like 5 or 6 times. But you had told me last time to stop ignoring it and, you know, try to listen to it and tune in. Yeah. And so I've done that, and it's been interesting to try to put, I guess, stock into it and not ignore it. And I haven't had a ton of instances happen since last we talked, but what I have noticed is really quickly, I get a very strong feeling of whether or not I can trust somebody or, and do you think that's something that could be associated kind of with that? Or is that just being intuitive, or what do you think about that?
No, I mean, intuitive, psychic, it's all the same thing. I just always like the word intuitive to sound prettier. No, it's more feminine. It doesn't sound like a gypsy, psychic.
You know? Yeah, right.
No, absolutely. We all have the gift. It's like working out. Like, you know, if you don't work out, you're not going to have muscles. You know, that's why I still take classes. I stay on my A game.
Yeah.
But you definitely have something. So, you know, and especially with the dreams, I don't have prophetic dreams, and I love people that do. So I have friends that are just regular in life, but have dreams that are so accurate. It's scary.
Yeah. And anyone that I've ever known that has passed to me that is close, I've always almost that next day or couple of days have had a dream where they visit me, and talk about their death or whatever, you know.
I was going to say to you earlier that I think you're more of a medium than you are psychic. Well, of course you have to be psychic, but your mediumship is better. Like you would be a great medium.
Interesting.
What would you say is the difference between a medium and a psychic?
The psychics, like we do, psychic is easier for me. It's a, you're not going to a high vibration, but you still are, but not for the mediumship. But it, you're doing past, present, future.
Mm-hmm.
So,
right.
The mediumship is, you know, talking to people that passed. Sometimes it's hard, even when I'm doing, I'm like, I don't, sometimes I can't tell if they're past or if I'm going, or if they're, you know, because I use both. Like,
yeah.
Possibly could have been going psychic with you.
Yeah, I feel like, you know, I would not be surprised if someone who, you know, if psychic intuition is a real thing, I'm sure my mom is sending out some very heavy psychic vibes on my hair.
Yeah. The psychic to me is like second nature to me. And I have to sit, you know, I have to, it's like a breathing technique. I have to put myself into the zone at that level, that vibration. And then that's why I like to look at people, because I could see who's around you. I could feel an energy around you. And, yeah. It's where they stand by you, where I can tell, you know, if it's the left, it's, you know, mother's side, right father. Behind you, it's going to either be spouse or a very close friend, that a close friendship, or aunt. And then the cousins go out further. So there's a placement for them. But sometimes they do whatever they want. I'm going to do that when I pass. I'm going to mess with people.
Do you ever get spirits that have like a sense of humor?
Oh my God, all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think because I'm very positive, so I attract that type of spirit, you know?
So what kind of like funny stuff are spirits getting into?
Oh, wait, I'm trying to think. I think one was trying to tell me about somebody that was in the family. They were calling them out on their hairpiece.
You know? Like, oh, well. Much like my mom.
I remember, but I know I've had a lot of funny moments with them.
Yeah.
I get really, really positive energy, like, you know, spirits. I don't really get the dark ones. I don't go there, so they're not going to come to me.
But. Do you find that your mood affects your abilities? Like if you're depressed or sad, will you talk to different spirits, or is it not really indicative of the spirits?
No, but they say, who are they, but that they're good to read then, but I can go turn myself on and off, like wherever I can put myself right in the zone to read somebody and then go back and be sad or whatever. But I'm very rarely sad. The only thing that stinks is sometimes, like I had a headache today. So like, you know, from after doing readings, like then that makes it hard for me to read.
Do you ever get nosebleeds after readings, like in movies, when you use too much of your psychic powers?
Yeah.
Because that'd be pretty badass.
No, but I suffer headaches from it. I do suffer from headaches. And it's like right here. I always think, I'm like, I hope I don't get a nosebleed, because it feels like that. It feels like my head's going to explode. What was that movie where the guy made the other guy's head explode? That traumatized me. Oh, what's the name of that movie? It was an old movie.
I'm not sure.
JJ? Yeah, I don't know that one.
Yeah.
Yeah. Listeners, if you know what movie this is, email it to realhauntingspodcast@gmail.com.
That traumatized me seeing it. It was so disgusting. I hate anything gory.
Yeah, me too. I can do scary and suspenseful, but I draw the line at gory.
Yeah.
I can't watch people throw up in TV or movies. It makes me feel sick whenever.
Yeah. I have an intuitive gag reflex, so.
That's your intuition.
Yeah.
Well, you know, you have something funny. Like, I never did medical. Like, that's not my thing, because I could never be a nurse or.
Yeah.
I just can't. My sister's a nurse. I don't know how she does it. My husband one day, he's like, you really should do medical readings. And I'm like, I don't do medical. That day I went in and I started seeing all medical problems with people. So now, if somebody asks me, I'm like, oh no, I don't want to see this.
What is a medical reading? Is that like you're using your gift to diagnose people?
I'm not diagnosed, and like they'll say like, do I have medical any issues? And what I do is I just kind of scan the body, like in my head, and like it'll just like flash like red, or I'll feel like there's something with the blood. It'll show me something with the blood or with the liver. Yeah. You know, it's like diabetes or something. But I don't really like to do, because I'm not a doctor, so you know.
Right. Yeah. And so, I mean, I assume that's not like you're working within a hospital, or not you, because you don't do the medical readings, but like people who do it.
Like
do
the medical medium, readings. I think, does that. The medical medium, or I don't know really what he but does. Like, I love him.
Yeah. But they don't work like within hospitals or something, do they?
They should. They should involve that. It would really help them out. They're great. Like, you know, like Edgar Casey. Look at the people he helped.
Wow. Interesting. I'll have to look that up.
I know. You
should. It's so interesting. I mean, with any kind of business opportunity, I think, you know, like you always have to be wary of scammers. So, you know, I would be really, you know, kind of skeptical about what someone said medically of me. But at the same time, that just really made me think of this story from when I was in the Peace Corps. Part of our cultural training was to like visit this shaman and just kind of learn more about like the native culture. And I was asking our Peace Corps trainer afterwards, who also like me is a very skeptical, you know, science driven person. And I was like, do you like believe in any of this? And she was like, well, I didn't, but like I had a friend who, you know, she went to a shaman and he told her that she had cancer, and she like, you know, didn't believe him. And then 6 months later she was diagnosed with cancer.
Oh wow.
So I don't know, like I mean, it's maybe that's bad, but there's coincidences,
and but I'm maybe studying to be a shaman now. I just
really
first level, but I I'm doing it just for myself, not for my with what I do.
Where do you study for that?
I it's with this chief. Her name is Charlie McBride. She runs the Shamanic Paths. So it's funny how I found her. I would never have thought I would be taking this type of course, but you know how somebody's on Facebook and they make a comment and you're not friends with them and you kind of go on their page to look at them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I was kind of doing that, and on their computer behind them, I saw something, and I saw it was Charlie's website. And I'm like, wow, that looks really interesting. I went on and looked at it. I'm like, oh, wow, this is cool. I love taking classes. So, you know, I contacted her, but she's great. She's fantastic. You should check her out.
Well, and I guess, I mean, there's like so much kind of, like, you know, shamanism is such a, you know, big prevalent thing in a lot of like kind of indigenous cultures. And I'm just kind of wondering where like that transference of knowledge from like the indigenous knowledge then like goes out into kind of the wider world. I don't know.
Healing. Yeah. Like healing. And it's so interesting. There's so much to it. It's like totally blown my mind.
Now, April, you mentioned that you have a daughter. Has she experienced any powers or abilities?
She hates it. I'm not even going to discuss it with her.
Really?
Yes.
She hates it because she doesn't like it, or she hates it because she has some abilities and she wants to ignore them?
I think she doesn't like it. I think she has experienced some stuff that she won't tell me.
Okay.
I know, because when in her room is when I had most of my experiences.
Interesting.
Oh, really?
And I know my mother comes around, so I think she had experienced that, and she won't tell me. She doesn't talk to me. She's going to be 16. They don't talk to you.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
That's interesting. We had another medium on the podcast who had a very kind of similar thing with her daughter and her daughter's relationship to mediumship.
You know, I got the freaky mom, but you know, that's why I said to her, I said, but I'm so normal looking. I'm a normal mom. I do the normal stuff, you know. Soccer mom, you know, and I don't tell it. I don't go out and say, hey, you know, I'm like a medium.
Yeah.
Is there any weird garb or anything?
You should buy like a giant robe and to start wearing it just to pretend and be like, honey, this is my new look.
Makeup done, you know?
Right. Just take a crystal ball with you to the PTA meetings.
Great. I was the president of the PTA too.
Oh, really?
There you go. Oh, that's funny.
I don't know if they haven't found out.
Yeah.
See, that's it. I kept it private. I kept that part of my life private. I didn't want my daughter to be teased.
Now, since we last spoke to you, have you had any interesting ghost hunts that you've been on since November?
Oh, I just did the gallery reading at the Haunted Shanley Hotel. Again, I love that place. And we did like a 5-hour investigation afterwards. I'm trying to think. Oh my God, it was crazy. That day I worked at the Woodbridge Psychic Fair. You know, New Jersey Paranormal, they run the Paranormal Event Expo. It's huge. They have all the big stars from Ghost Nation, everyone, the Holzer Files, Amy Allen. I worked there all day, and then I went to the Haunted Shanley. What happened that night? How did things happen? Just my usual getting touched, you know, somebody grabbing my shoulder. And I thought it was one of the people I was with.
But it was
I turn around, nobody's there. And I'm like, I'm wondering to myself, and I'm like, why is this girl holding my shoulder? I'm like, does she feel safer touching me? And when I turned around, nobody was there. And I'm telling you, I felt a hand on me. It was like, it was hot. Somebody was holding my shoulder the whole time.
You know, someone grabbed my ass at a dance party once, and I turned around and no one owned up to it. And now I'm thinking, well, maybe that was my encounter.
JJ, that was your chance to have sex with a ghost.
Oh, wait, you know what?
Because
we were talking like medical. JJ, you have to watch for the stomach area or the groin area. I don't know if it's hernias or so just.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. We'll keep an eye on that. Great.
No, let me know.
Yeah. So, April, I know that you've got some other readings and stuff tonight. Before we get you out of here, is there any other information you want to tell us that you see, or any words you want to leave with our listeners?
Gosh, not right now. Now I'm feeling not pressure. I just have to go. Let me see. Not at this moment. I'm just telling you, what I was telling you, like astrologically, is just be careful coming up in the fall with this popping back up. But by no means should everyone needs to still wear a mask and be careful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that's the new norm for a while. Yeah.
And keep
for
your
sure.
Really
yeah.
Well, April, thank you so much for coming back on. It's always wonderful to see you. Can you tell our listeners where they can find you and what you've got going on?
Right now I got nothing going on because I can't go out now, but they can contact me on intuitiveapril.com.
And what's your Instagram handle?
Intuitiveapril and great. On Facebook also.
Awesome.
And I do live readings every Tuesday at 8 p.m. on Instagram.
Perfect. Perfect. Well, audience, you should definitely check her out. We really appreciate April being a friend of the show, and it's so kind of her to give us some of her time and go over all this stuff as we try to figure it out as skeptics, what's going on with medium and psychics. I always find it super fascinating to be able to talk to them.
Yeah, same. Thank you so much for coming on a second time.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you for having me again. Yeah, I hope to talk to you guys soon.
Thanks, April.
All right, hon. Take care.
Thanks. You too. Stay healthy.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.
Well.
Okay. Well, no hernias to report from right now.
How's your groin feeling, JJ?
All good in the groin department. Nothing. I'm not sure what causes a hernia, to be completely honest. Does it have something to do with fiber?
Hernia, that's, it's from straining, right? I know you can get like sports hernias from lifting too much weights and stuff like that.
Gotcha. So nothing to do with fiber, nothing that.
Well, maybe if you don't, if you're straining going to the bathroom, I think you can get a hernia.
See, that's what I'm saying. I eat a lot of fiber, so I'm like good in that department.
I thought you were going to say, I strain all the time because she's right. All this bread I'm eating, I just got to change it.
Yeah. Well, what do you think, Noah? Are you, would you contact April to get a psychic reading?
A reading? I don't know. I've always, not so much from like a skeptic standpoint, I've just always been a little afraid to get a reading. I don't know if it's because I'm worried that I would project too much stock into whatever they tell me, whether it's true or not, and that it may affect decisions I make going forward that maybe necessarily don't need to be affected. I do like April a lot. I think she's one of the more fun repeat guests we have on. She's just very open and like just her her presence is very fun, you know. But yeah, I don't know. It's all this stuff is a little weird, and it's especially weird for me because I've had little touches of thinking I've seen a ghost before. Really bizarre deja vu. Like one time at work, I have very vivid dreams, and I'd had this very vivid dream of something going wrong at work. And about 2 weeks later, I'm in this work situation where it just hits me like a ton of bricks, like, oh, this is from that dream. And then I look at the person I'm talking to and I go, oh, they're going to say this. And then they say it. And then I go, I'm going to say this. And it was almost like an out of body experience. Like I was, it's like all the pieces were moving, but I didn't have control over anything. And then it just ended. It wasn't like monumental or super important to my life, but it happened. And when things like that happen, I don't really know how to reconcile them. I just kind of like put it in an emotional bag and go on about my life. It's like, all right, that happened, whatever. I've got to live my life. But that is why I think I have such an interest in medium and psychics, because these are people that whatever that thing is, they're embracing it to the point where some of them are making a living off of it, you know? And that confuses me even more because I don't know. I just, it's hard for me to really understand all of that.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, I gotta say, you know, I'm I guess I'm feeling a lot more open-minded to the possibility that like spirits and ghosts are out there, but I'm still feeling like quite skeptical on mediums and psychics, and you know, obviously no disrespect at all to April or Teresa or any of the other mediums who've been on the podcast, because they all seem like very genuine, sincere people.
But I would say for our audience, because I mean, JJ, you probably feel the same way. I could tell just from looking at April, she seemed pretty spent. I think she's probably been pretty big right now. So audience, I would encourage you to go back and listen to the last time we had April on. It was maybe like our 10th or 11th episode. I think it was pretty early on because she did give more readings and stuff in those episodes and this one. JJ and I didn't really want to push her in this episode because you need to respect, you know, people's wishes, and it was pretty
right. She didn't come on to do a reading. She came on to do an interview.
Her style with us, I think, is we get more of her personality, and then if she feels anything while we're talking, you know, she'll share that with us.
And I think whether, you know, mediums are getting these things from like you know, from a spirit guide or some psychic intuition, or whether they're just very intuitive people in terms of taking in observations and being able to infer generalities from those observations, either way, it's a really incredible gift. I mean, we've had mediums on this show, including April, who have said some things that have like really shocked all of us, and Kat, who, you know, isn't on the episode tonight, but is typically here as well. So
yeah, it's fascinating.
And
it's just, for me, the medium psychic thing, it's one of the more fun things we do, because if it was true, that'd be pretty neat. You know, just so like,
for sure.
Like I grew up loving X-Men as a kid. I grew up with a da 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 da
da da da da. Yeah, the best.
And I always thought Xavier was so cool, and I was like, how cool would that be to have some of those powers? And it's also just fun to think of like this kind of underground society in our country, that because all these psychics and mediums tell us like, oh, we meet together and we train together, and I'm always a little blown away by that, like, oh, okay, I guess you guys take this serious.
Well, and you know, that is another thing I'd like to learn more about, just kind of like the training out there.
To say we've opened Pandora's box is a little silly, but for us personally, we have a little bit, because I think we came into it very skeptical. And it's like every episode goes by, and it's like anything that you're exposed to over and over again, it just becomes a little more normal. And also just like in our well, we don't get to see our friends as much anymore, but like all of our friends kind of know we do this podcast now too. So they'll say, oh, you got to talk to so-and-so, they've got this story, and so-and-so's got this story, and da da da. And it's,
I think about when we first started and we thought like, oh, maybe, you know, we can do this for a couple of months and then we'll probably run out of stories.
Yeah.
And we have not run out.
No.
They keep coming.
And now we're getting like 5,000 downloads a month, and it's, you know,
thank you to all the listeners out there who are downloading the episodes, liking and subscribing.
Yeah, we really appreciate that. And it's obvious that we're not alone in wanting to know if this is real or not.
Yeah. Oh, for sure.
Because I think the one thing that does separate us, because there are plenty of ghost podcasts, and I'm sure some of our fans probably listen to all of them. But I think the thing that separates us from the other ones is we're not here to tell you that these things are real. We're not here to try to sell you on go to this person. They're the real psychic, or do this, you know, because we don't know. And it's not fair of us to, just in the same vein, I don't think it's fair of any religious person in any specific religion to say they have the right one, because honestly, none of us really know what in that realm is real or not. And I think it's fine for people to believe what they want to believe. That's nothing wrong with that. But you know, we're just here to try to learn and keep having on more people. And I hope that when the pandemic's over and if our podcast continues to grow, I would love to get to a point where we can travel a little bit and maybe interview people in front of audiences, or, you know, really get out there and physically see some of these things versus just doing it over a mic. Well, I mean, it'd still be over a microphone, but you know what I mean? Like it,
yeah.
Cause some of the crazier ones we get are via Zoom or the phone or whatever. And it's harder for me to get a real vibe on things if I can't physically see the person, you know?
Yeah, for sure. For sure.
All right. Well, JJ, you got anything you want to, uplifting words you want to leave the audience with during this pandemic, just to put the pressure on you?
You know, I think I think what this show is all about, as you know, you hinted at before, is skepticism and open-mindedness. You know, be open-minded to other people's stories, how they experience reality. Don't dismiss people right off the bat, but also, like, you know, leave room for skepticism. And I think the same thing goes when it comes to listening to advice on how to get by during this whole pandemic. You know, there are a lot of people who, you know, we look to for rules and regulations, like, you know, our government, our, you know, local, state, national, who are authority figures. And we still need to be skeptical, but also open-minded of what they're saying. Do our research, you know, listen to our intuition, but also check the science.
Yeah. And as people who love science that are skeptical, please, for the love of God, people, listen to the scientist.
Please,
please listen to the scientist. Wear a mask and gloves. Do everything you can to protect yourself and your families. Well, with that, we do appreciate you guys listening to us. We're going to continue to bring you content during the pandemic. We're not going to slow down at all. We're so thankful to have resources like Zoom and abilities to record remotely and it still sound good. And we love you guys, and keep listening to us, and we'll keep putting out more content for you all. JJ, I hope you and Kat are doing well, and hopefully we'll get to see each other in person before too long.
Definitely. Well, thank you all for listening. This has been Real Hauntings. I'm JJ. Oh, we're changing up the order today. I'm JJ.
Hold on, do that from the top. Do it again. Do it again.
No, this is how we're doing.
Fine.
No, I'm just kidding. Well, thank you all for listening. This has been Real Hauntings. I'm JJ Crable.
And I'm Noah Daniels.
Ooh.